At the California Senate Public Safety Committee meeting on Tuesday, Democratic State Senator Nancy Skinner presented AB 28, a bill proposing an 11% excise tax on firearm manufacturers, firearm dealers, and ammunition vendors that would generate an estimated $160 million annually to fund school safety measures and violence prevention programs. An excise tax is a tax levied at the moment of manufacture rather than the point of sale. Originally authored by Democratic State Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel, the bill passed the California State Assembly earlier this year. Mike McLively, policy director at the Gifford Center for Violence Intervention, spoke in support of the bill. During Tuesday's hearing, he said that the proposed tax was not about curbing Second Amendment rights, but would take advantage of rising gun manufacturing profits to offset the costs of rising gun violence.
Well, we've had a 40% increase in violence, specifically gun violence, since the onset of COVID in 2020. At the same time, we're seeing record gun sales here in California and record profits for the gun industry. Californians are paying a price, literally and figuratively, for this increase in gun violence. This is a reasonable tax. It's not designed to prevent people from purchasing a firearm. When California wants to discourage the purchase of a product, we know how to do that. Consider that for some tobacco products, we do an excise tax of up to 60%. And here we're talking about an 11% tax. Through this modest tax, we will support permanently a suite of very effective violence reduction programs that will absolutely save lives while respecting the Second Amendment rights of gun owners.
Currently, there's already an 11% excise tax on the manufacture of guns and ammunition. That tax was passed in 1937 and was supported by the firearm industry at the time. It goes to fund wildlife conservation. Michael Finley, Director of Government Relations for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, spoke on behalf of gun advocates, including the NRA and the California Gun Owners Association. He said that the legal challenges that AB 28 would face could also jeopardize the existing excise tax on firearms, putting $35 million of California wildlife conservation funding at risk.
This tax is punitive in nature. It is designed not to be a tax for tax sakes, to be a small, modest one, but it is to stop firearms in general or sales. That in itself can be challenged in court. We really want to let you know that there are unintended consequences of this bill. And while the CalVIP program is something that we can all get behind and support, this funding should come from the general fund, and we should not impose another excise tax on it.
Republican State Senator Rosalicie Ochoa Bogg of Yucaipa claimed that AB 28 would do more to infringe upon the lifestyles of, quote, law-abiding, upstanding gun owners than it would to prevent gun violence. She also noted that the general fund currently allocates $76 million to the California Violence Intervention and Prevention Grant Program. Skinner, in response, restated the immense financial impact gun violence causes taxpayers in California and the inadequacy of current funding.
Gun deaths and injuries cost California $22.6 billion annually, and of that, $1.2 billion is paid directly by taxpayers. So if we compare that to the $72 million we put to CalVIP versus a $22 billion cost, I think there's a great disproportion.
AB 28 passed the Public Safety Committee with a vote of 3-1 and will next go to the Committee on Appropriations. I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.